Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I see what you're doing now. No, it's all good, though. It's all good. I understand. You know, y'all got homecoming. I get it.
Wait. What was that supposed to be? Did they jack the Aggies or something? I don't know. What?
We would never do that.
Hampton people always give anti folks hell for whatever reason. You know, they're the other HU. You know.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna just keep it.
I'm gonna be respectful.
She's talking her shit. She's talking her shit right.
I didn't say nothing, man.
No. Don't be respectful. Lay it in. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I'm here for all the smoke.
I'm gonna be respectful because, like I said, outside of homecoming, like I don't even understand why like somebody from A&T would even like address Hampton. Like I don't even get that. That's kind of crazy to me.
Oh, you peasant! He just called you a peasant.
Like y'all got homecoming. It's love. That's a dope event.
Nico, did you be an instigator today?
No,
he said, "How dare you even approach?" We also have
The number one track team. We also have the number one football team. We have a women's swim team that is killing. We're producing professionals who are going to the Olympics and to the pros. So it's academia.
That's cute.
And
also, y'all still in the MEAC, right?
No.
I'm sorry. Y'all are still in the y'all still in y'all conference though, not the MEAC. Excuse me though.
No,
y'all moved up.
Yes.
Oh, y'all followed suit. Y'all saw Big Brother do it, and then y'all wanted to. We laid the blueprint. So congratulations.
He's sunning
to the
B.
Big Boy League.
Yo, what's good and all that? Back for another episode of Rap Names Podcast. You know, it's a different voice this time. I'm Bethany from Crazy Sexy Cool.
Word. Yeah, word. Like that.
That was my best.
Yeah, that better not have been what it was, man.
And all that.
I like that. I like that. That better not have been one of us, man. Like, you know, I know everybody listening, like, wait a minute, which one of them is
you know, switch it up this week and all that.
And all that.
And all that. There you go.
See, there you go. There you go. That's how you tie it all together, man. You know what I'm saying? It's April. It's the anniversary month. You know what I mean? It's Count the Dings month, all month. You know what I mean? So we had to get a collab going on. Like you said, that voice you just heard was Bethany from the Crazy Sexy Cool podcast. So, you know, what would rap be without collabs, man? You know, historically.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Historically, what would rap be without collabs? So, you know me, you know the voice, you know the headline and all that. It's Mari. Jerv, what up, bro?
What's good, bro? You know, I'm in the building, you know, doing what I do. Mm-hmm. I'm just excited for this. For this collab, I feel like it's going to be a lot of smoke coming a couple people's ways. So, you know, I'm excited.
Yikes.
Yes. We got the whole crew here, though. So now we got
the
me.
The whole
we got Liz.
Crew in the building.
Liz, what's up? Liz, what's up? What's going on?
Liz in here. I'm here.
And all that.
So it's Toto. We in all that. And I'm passing down.
Can we please make this a fucking shot game? Anytime anybody you know all what? That,
oh,
we gotta we say, would be, can we make this a drink, please?
Oh, we would all already, drunk as hell.
I'm already like three shots in, and like there's a decent amount of this left. So,
oh god,
damn.
Oh my god, I got the
blanco though.
I have to join you. Yeah, come on, where the reposado at?
Where the reposado?
No, they ain't have it. That's the thing. So I went there, right? I went there and I asked for it. I requested it because like all the homies keep telling me like, "Yo, you gotta get this, you gotta get the añejo, you gotta get that." I'm like,
"Yeah."
All right. And I went there and I asked for it, but all they had was this joint right here. So you know, and this is good. Don't get it twisted.
It's like, cool.
This is,
it's cool. Know,
it's cool. Yeah, cool. It ain't.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
That yo, that so, is cool. I felt the hell out of that. It's cool.
Word though, nah, for real.
It's cool.
That means cool. That the next time I go there,
it's all right.
It's cool coming from a woman is way different because it's like, it's cool. You like, oh nah, hold on. I can't do that. So yeah, so you know what? I'm down with that. I'm very down with that. Every time somebody, not counting this time, every time somebody says and all that, you know, you take a shot.
Because
I had to say it. I'm gonna pour it up though. I'm gonna pour it up right now just because I know me. I know how I am. So there we go.
I'm not worried about that.
I know. So let's get to the show, man. You know, we start the show off every week.
No. Meek, you didn't say nothing.
Hold on. Meek, yeah, what's up?
I'm gonna join you, but I'm gonna do it the right way. And
oh, that's crazy.
It's okay. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if I could share, I definitely would share, you know?
Okay.
And yeah, so I'm gonna join you. I know Liz ain't probably not gonna join in. You know what I'm saying? B, are you sipping over there? Because sometimes you might have a wine cooler or something. I don't know. Sometimes I do,
but it's been a long day and it's gonna be a very long night for me. And if I get twisted, because I know it's gonna be a whole bunch of and all that. Oh, I'm gonna be drunk. Okay.
Listen, man.
Damn. Sip. What you got up over there?
Y'all smell that? No. Y'all smell that? Smell like a whole bunch of baby bag bullshit. That's what it smells like.
I thought you was gonna go to G Unit route. I'm glad you didn't. I thought you was going to G Unit route.
No, I was gonna say the whole pussy thing, but
all right, cool.
I changed my mind.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
I'll hold it down for the ladies, and I know my girls ain't gonna drink. I'll hold it down.
Word. Well, yeah, so I got you, man. We're gonna hold it down. Me and Meek gonna hold it down. So what's the pusher joint? What will Meek do? Let's do that. So all right, so let's kick it off. You know what? Since you guys are guests, we wanna start with y'all, however y'all wanna start it. We start off with the quick hits, and the quick hits is usually what are you listening to at the moment? Like, what's your current rotation, whether it's like a gym playlist. It's in the car playlist, whatever artist you listen to, whatever tape you listening to, it could be current, the past, whatever. You know, we usually list like two or three. So whichever one of y'all want to kick it off, go ahead.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'm listening to, I know I shouldn't be listening to this right now, but it was just so hard. I'm listening to Anita Baker. I don't know how her
Oh, come on. No,
but I can't. No, but you're not.
Auntie told us. Auntie told us to chill.
She did tell us to chill, but it was just one of those Anita moments, and I just needed it real quick. I turned it off. I listened to it once, and I turned it off.
You listened to the whole song? Like, you didn't
just go half through? What song was it? This is important. This is very important.
Oh, my God. Shit, I gotta look it up again. Angel is like one of my favorites. And then Rapture.
I don't fault you for that. She wouldn't either.
I just needed it. But then I switched to a whole nother auntie and I went to Auntie Gladys. Okay. And I've been listening to Gladys. And let's just say she was singing the hell out of those damn songs. She was like, I would sing. I can't sing right now. But yeah, so that's what I've been bumping. Yeah,
boy, right now,
but I definitely can't sing right now. But right, so that's who I've been.
I would take a Meek song right now with this voice right now. I would take a song from you. I'm just throwing it out. No, it's all good if you don't want to. It's cool.
No, you're not about to set me up, player.
So when the pandemic hit, I for some reason just went back to old music. I even stopped listening to like I stopped streaming music. I have a record player in my room and I listen to old shit. I love Marvin Gaye. I love the Isley Brothers. I love Michael Jackson. There's something about that record quality that just sounds so good. And I also went back and bought a bunch of CDs. Like I want hard copies of music. So I go back and just revisit all the shit that made me feel good when I was younger, you know, because the pandemic it was some bullshit. And a lot of people kind of decided to kind of do things that made them feel good. And music from back in the day just makes me feel good. So that's what I've been listening to. But I will say though, I went to Mexico in February and I made like a playlist just to play at the Airbnb that I had. And WizKid's album that he whatever the latest one was,
but how it like snuck in though, like if you knew, but like it was not, there was no like hype around it because I got put on. I was like, wait, when did this drop? And I was
exactly
don't repeat.
So WizKid's latest project is flawless from beginning to end. Every single track is.
I still ain't tapped into that yet. I've seen some. Oh my God. I've seen like a lot of.
Yo, get you a bottle Reposado.
Reposado, okay. Girl. Yo,
love. And I don't gonna lie.
Not that your love situation.
Listen, she just sold that shit to me.
I don't know how your love situation is. You know, it's all set up. But if you know, if you got you, you know, shorty or something, and put on that WizKid, straight vibe.
Right. Especially yeah, now, like
trashing you for that, she keeps trashing you.
So, like right now,
oh, they ain't have it.
Like the weather is getting warm. It's the spring. Everything just feels good, and that is like the perfect soundtrack for some fly shit. So okay.
Yeah, I'm not updated on WizKid just yet either. I'm gonna have to tune in to.
Yeah, I'm gonna type in.
Tune into him. So I guess it's my turn. I know y'all probably want me to be saying I'm going to listen to some bounce that ass bitch shit. I'm not listening to that right now. I'm listening to Usher, old Usher. I've been listening to Superstar.
The boy has his own money.
That old Usher and then went to Confessions.
My boy got his own money, man.
Okay, no, like I've been playing that targeted one, but I also been playing You Remind Me. I'm playing that one over and over again. That's really old Usher. So I just keep going back and forth with a mixture of Usher.
Video.
See, I can't do that. I can't do them dance moves. A little too smooth for me. But yeah, I've been listening to Usher.
Shout out to Usher because he made those Heelys look cool. Because I thought it was, when I first saw the video, I thought he had skates on the Air Force One when I first saw it. Ever. I was like, yo, nah, hold on. He just might have changed the game. And when I found out later it was Heelys, I was like,
no, lied into the club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, when that came out, that was what, 2001, and you know, I'm like super young. I'm thinking, man, the clubs must be popping. Like, dudes like,
not to cut you off, B, but we do this every week on the pod because, like, I'm the resident young one. How old? I'm gonna say how old I was in 2001, right? I'm gonna just kick it off. If nobody else wants to say it, it's fine. Jer, if you want to chime in, I know you want to. It's just stunt. It's all good. I was 13 in 2001.
I was 14.
Oh, cool. All right, we right here then. Cool.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was 13.
Let's go.
And Liz,
I'm not saying my age. Wait. Right, cool. So, Jer, wait. Time out. Jer, were you at Hampton in 2001?
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Well, look.
Y'all hurt my motherfucking heart. I heard 13.
We do this. Listen, we 13, do this every 14. Week.
No, no. Wait, like, Liz. God Liz, damn. Stop it. Drop the bomb on them. Drop the bomb on them, Liz.
No comment.
How old were you in 2001, Liz?
It's not. No comment. It's not two. In my contract.
It's not in my contract.
Nah, but we do that every week, so I had to. But go ahead. But go ahead, B. You can take it off. I just had to do that real quick.
No, I was just like, I remember that video with Usher, and I was like, is this what the clubs look like? Like, niggas just pulling up in the Heelys, and the guys have their own little dance routine as they pull up. Word.
And then letting him do that, too. That's important. Right. Letting him
moving
come
out
through.
The way. Right.
Yeah. Move out the way, and, like, you and, like, two of your mans, and you got on this, like, butter soft leather and all that with a chain on.
Butter
and, like,
soft leather?
Who, like, wait, who are you, first of all, bro? You got a chain on. You want us to move out the way, like, who you came here with? Because you want us to move.
Whose man's is this?
Whose man's is this?
But really, though, but most of the videos around that time was like that. Like, there was a couple of videos where, like, it was, like, in the club, and I was like, oh, my God, they're having such a time. And then hip huggers. All the girls had on them damn fucking hip huggers that I hated. I wanted it so bad, but I don't got hips, so I can't wear them. But all them girls got hip huggers, oh, you know, with little like white beater tanks and shit. I'm like, oh my God, it's just so lit.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. So with that, with you saying that, Meek, I want to go into a fuck, marry, kill for Jerv and Mari, okay?
Oh shit.
Ooh.
I think it's good.
It gotta be age appropriate.
I think it's good that we didn't know who the candidates were before we recorded this.
Oh, because yeah.
You get to see our reaction like real time and all that. So that's
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So
can we make sure it's age appropriate? Because now that I know that Jerv was at Hampton in 2001, we have to like make some adjustments.
Look, you talking about she was cooking me for the Blanco shit, nigga. You on the grill right now. You on the green egg?
I can't say shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So fuck, marry, kill. This is a early 2000s video vixen edition.
Shit. That's a good one.
Shit.
Fuck, marry, kill. We have Melissa Ford. We have Esther Baxter. And we have Corinne Steffens. Fuck, marry, kill.
Can I
who would like to go first?
Can I Google real quick? Is that okay?
Is that allowed?
Okay. Who do you
know? I need to know the
who's
rules.
Who's Esther?
No. I need to see some pictures.
Do some
again.
Research.
Yeah.
No, you go. Okay, so I'll go first then. Okay. You can go ahead and Google. So
go ahead and Google.
I'm gonna go off of just how I felt at the time when I was getting those King magazines. Like those was actually subscriptions I had to fill out and like mail back. And I was doing that. Mm-hmm. I don't mail shit back now as an adult, but I was doing that then, like, nah. I need these coming to the crib, like, I'm going to be on the porch when he come deliver it and all that. You know what I'm saying? So, okay.
All that.
Damn. All right.
Yeah. Do he take a shot? Do we all take a shot? Oh, he's a shot. Oh, no, I'm going to take a shot, too.
Like, three times, so.
I'm going to take a shot, too. I'm going to do this with you. You're not.
I don't even notice. I feel like this game is set up against me
for
only.
For you to fail. It is. Yeah, because I'm not going to say it, but I'll take a shot with you, though.
Oh shit, man. Damn. I was about to say that's why I love you with the Rico voice and all. Not gonna say it.
You said call me Rico.
All right, so it was Melissa Ford, Esther Baxter, and
Corinne Steffens, aka Superhead.
Okay, so just off the Jadakiss verse alone, I'm gonna fuck Corinne Stephens.
Okay.
Yes, I'm gonna marry. Only because, like, she, I don't even say haunted my dreams, but she was in my dream. Like, she was really a part of my, like, my life. Esther Baxter.
She was a girl of your dreams.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to marry Esther Baxter. So I'm gonna have to kill Melissa Ford. And I think part of what helped my answer was when Game, who is now like a super porn.
No, exactly. Thank you. I'm so glad you said it. I didn't have
he's,
to say
no,
it.
No, yeah. He's because these days he's a super cornball, but like you couldn't tell me back in the day when he said, when all these new video girls want to be Melissa Ford, but they don't know Melissa Ford, drive a Honda Accord. And I was like,
Right.
Word? Like, and it was, you know, so yeah. So I'm going off of how I felt at the time. So I'm gonna say that. So yeah, fuck Corinne Stephens. I would fuck Corinne Stephens, not fuck her. Oh, no disrespect to her at all. And Mary, I gotta go get me a Yankee fitted now. Like, for some reason, I feel like I want to get me a Yankee dad hat now for just some reason. yeah, just completely unprovoked. Yeah, so that's my answer. That's what I'm rolling with. Jerry, what's up, man?
I mean, by default, I gotta fuck Superhead. Like, that just has to happen.
She just moved in the building, even gave the Superhead.
Like, that has to happen.
Yeah.
Like, this rap verses about her that's like legendary.
I mean, there's videos that are legendary to this day.
Like, if I have an opportunity, I gotta figure that out.
I gotta figure that out.
Yes.
Honestly, even though I think Game is the biggest name dropper, I like him
of all time.
But he's been the biggest name dropper since literally day one. And I just always have had a problem with him name dropping. But I mean, yeah, like Melissa Ford, like, you know what I mean? He kind of, I don't know. So I would kill her. And then, you know, Esther is just, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Gotta say nothing about Esther, man. Oh my God. Like,
but definitely,
you are reminiscing right now. Like if I want to ask a question, but
ask it.
We haven't had that many shots yet, so I don't know.
Just ask it. Just if you feel like you want to ask it, just ask it. Let's do it.
I mean, like, never mind. I don't even know how to ask it. I'll come back around to it.
All right, cool.
Because I don't want to force it.
Cool.
So y'all have the same answer. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cute.
I was watching a Freaka Leak video, and I was remembering, like, damn, Esther was stacked. She's beautiful as fuck. My God. But yes.
Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients, Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great, and it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, even at the gym. People, it's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple, and you don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Right now, bomb listeners. That's right, this podcast that you're listening to, Black Opinions Matter. You guys all go to lucy.co and use promo code BOM to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's Lucy, LUCY.co, and use promo code BOM at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, and be sure to use that promo code BOM.
We just kind of named off like our, you know, Mount Rushmore of like video girls. And B sent me this tweet and this idea earlier this week about the Mount Rushmore of female rappers, right? And I thought about this. So first of all, do you guys have any answers for this? Like, do you guys have any?
Yes.
All right, so let's do it. Let's do that, and then we'll come around to us, and we'll give ours.
Wait, just okay. So don't shoot me. Mount Rushmore, is it? It's four, or is it?
It's four.
Five?
It's four. It's four. Yeah.
Four.
All right.
Here's the thing for everybody that's listening. This is not as easy of a question as you think it is. Like, you know, regardless of what you think, like you're thinking in your head, you might think of four or five names, but it's not as easy when you think about who you have to eliminate and who you have to really break this down to.
Y'all Mount Rushmore about to be so different than probably mine. And I'm about to just show my motherfucking age.
Hey, you know what, Jerv? If you want to go first, Jerv, you know, by all means, go ahead while everybody else is pondering. Because I'm pretty sure the thing is this.
Oh.
Nobody's trying to come up with
B ready.
Oh, B's ready.
B's ready.
Go ahead.
B locked and loaded.
Do your thing,
B. It's easy for me. Okay, so four female rappers. My female rappers, Mount Rushmore, Missy Elliott, number one.
Yes.
I can respect that.
Lil' Kim.
Mm. Yep.
I know, I know.
Jerv, save it.
May feel some kind of way. My favorite, for number three, is my favorite female rapper, which is Eve. And
you like that one.
And I'm gonna say fourth is Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
That's a strong one, B. That's a strong one.
You know what, B?
So that's what I got.
That's a strong one.
That's a strong one, and I kind of feel. I'm trying to figure out how to Every week we have Philly Bingo, where it's like John. it's John, Ball, and Drone, right?
Drone.
We do this every week. So I don't know if I'm drawn by leaving this John off my list. But,
yikes.
But I'm going to say this. Here's my four, right? Missy Elliott, absolutely. That just you cannot have a Mount Rushmore without Missy Elliott. That's number one. The rest of these are in no particular order. Foxy Brown, Lil' Kim, and Nicki Minaj. Mm. And I said Foxy Brown because when I was younger, women rap was something that I was kind of the Hove gift where it's okay.
Yeah.
And I was listening to it and Foxy was she reminded me of Hov kind of. She would talk about she was talking about Henry Bendel and this, that, and the third. And I'm like, Henry Bendel?
I wonder why.
Yeah. Thank you.
I know. I get it. But she still had to deliver it. It still had to be believable.
She did. She had the swag. She still had the swag.
Yeah, and it still Absolutely. Was like, so, yeah. so Inga is up there. That's my fool.
I want to go next. So, and this is in no particular order. It's going to be Queen.
Talking about the Equalizer?
The Equal? Yeah.
Don't disrespect
and
the legend like
I'm
that.
Asking,
right,
I'm asking.
Right. I'm asking. Right. I'm asking.
Yeah,
I'm asking.
Yeah. You know who she is.
Don't disrespect the legend.
You know who she
is. I'm asking.
How's that Blanco? Exactly. So, Queen, Missy, Kim, Nicki. That's who's going to be my mouth.
Okay.
I like that.
You got it.
There you go.
Mine's going to be... Missy is not in it, guys. I'm sorry.
Ooh,
she's showing her age, y'all. Don't feel no kind of way. She's showing her age.
So that means she probably was like eight. She probably was like eight in what year we said?
2001.
Showing
her age. Don't mind it, y'all.
Okay. So Lil' Kim.
Okay.
Nicki.
Okay.
Mulatto.
Ooh,
showing her age.
Hold on. She might have been three in 01. Hold on. Hold on. We getting closer to the real number.
This isn't in particular order either. So,
your last one.
The brat.
Your shoulder age. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you just threw the brat in there at the end to throw us off the trail of like trying to get your age.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I feel like that was 100%.
And the only reason why she said the brat is because the brat wrote for Bow Wow. That's the only reason why. Yes. Like, that's the only reason why.
So you know what? All right, cool. So now I really know that Liz was 2 years old in 2001. So Liz, you don't even have to say it. You don't got to confirm it, deny it, nothing. Like, we know
it's not in my contract. You know what I'm saying?
No, no, no. Absolutely. It's definitely not in the contract. I got you. I got you.
But you dropping breadcrumbs, bro. It doesn't even matter because y'all say it all the time
on our show, so it really don't matter. I'm the young one out of every podcast.
So now, Jerv, let me set this up right. Let me get this right. All right, boy. Tell me your top four Jones, and make sure you don't draw on this list. I don't know if listen. If you at home playing,
Philly Bingo, you don't draw on this list.
Yeah, if you at home playing Philly Bingo, your shit is you. Everybody won just now, like everybody. So,
nah, I appreciate that. Yeah. you did an excellent job. I go with Kim. Even though I roasted Kim, y'all made a good point, so I go with Kim.
Okay.
Definitely Missy.
Okay. Here's where it goes.
Yeah. Lauryn Hill.
Ooh, whoa.
I was going back and forth on if she counted.
Me like, too.
I know she's an MC, but like I was going back and forth. Like, but you know what, Jerv, you're right, because we put Missy in there. Missy kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but she's like Grant Hill. He's an all-time, it's a great, but it's like
Grant Hill made the Hall of Fame. Grant Hill made the Hall of Fame, right?
And Lauryn Hill will, she probably should too, but I'm just saying, like, the body of work. We talking about like what they meant to it.
Big had two albums.
But that's true. Big. Don't do that, Jerv.
I'm just saying.
I mean, but it's Lauryn.
Jerv, you trying to hurt me.
I'm just keeping it all the way real.
Big had two albums. I'm not trying to discredit it. Okay.
I'm not saying she's big, you know what I mean? Because, oh my God, I can see it now. I'm not saying she's big. Let me clarify. I'm not saying she's big, but big at two albums.
I'm rocking with you, bro.
You also had the Fugees joint, too. So, like, because we're talking about her rapping. So, it's not just that one album. She also had the Fugees joint as well.
I'm with you. You know what?
So, before you say your last one, I'm going to make this quick point about Lauryn. So, I have Tidal. And I always talk about how much I love Tidal, but they have a playlist called R&B Classics, and Killing Them Softly is on the R&B Classics.
She burnt playlist. That. So, oh my God, she killed that shit.
And so that's why, cause I wanted to name her too, but it's like, I think more of her being a songstress than an MC, but
I know her rhymes though. Like I know her rhymes and I spit her rhymes.
I think it ain't too many better than her
on some rhyming shit.
Oh no. Yes. Jerv, listen, what you saying, Jerv, me, what y'all saying is 100% true. Like it's not to discredit her when I say that. It's because I don't put her in the box of like a rapper. Like I think that Lauryn Hill is just an all time great. I think that we were like very blessed and privileged to have her. Even though I don't know if y'all know the story about.
I won't go see her live though.
Huh?
Like I'm not gonna go see her.
Nah, she's not gonna come. She's not gonna see herself. She's not gonna come.
She's not gonna see herself.
Yeah, she's not gonna see herself live. So you're not alone there. but I don't know if y'all know the story about the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill with me with that album. If you don't, I'll tell it now. I told it before. I told my mom. When I saw the video, it was the doo-wop, that thing video, right? And I was just like, what is this song? I need to have this song at my disposal. Like, I need to have it. Like, I love her. And I thought she was so fine and all that. Like, everything. I was in love with her when I was a kid. And I told my mom to take me to the store. We went to Sam Goody. I'm aging myself here.
Like, Sam Goody, yes!
Went to Sam Goody in Northland Mall. Shout out to the city. And I picked the album up. I had it in my hand and everything, right? Now, mind you, keep this in mind. I was a huge Bone Thugs and Harmony fan when I was a kid, like huge. I had the tapes, the CDs, all of it, right?
Liz, Bone Thugs and Harmony, that was a rap group. They was from I think it was from Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? It was from Cleveland. You know what I'm saying?
I met them. I know.
Okay. My apologies. I just wanted to make sure, you know what I mean, you was following along or whatever. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
So I went to the store, right? I got the album in my hand. I'm looking at the cover, I'm looking at the track list, I turn it around. It got the big husky security measures on the joint, you know? And I'm looking at it, and so while we waiting in line, I looked to my left and I said, what is this? And it was an album. It was a Busy Bone album. Shit was called Heaven's Movie. That was like his first album, like his first solo album, whatever, right?
Disgusting.
Relax, man. Please, Jerv. Please. So I looked at my mom and I was like, I was like, yo, I think I'm going to get something else. She was like, what you want? And I'm like, nah, I gotta. The single was out. I'm sorry. Like the single, when Thugs Cry was out. I'm sorry. He smoked that single.
So
he
sold me.
Who
remembers this song? I need to see who remembers when Thugs Cry. Please,
a show of hands. Me, obviously.
A show of hands, please.
Google. All right, look it up right now. Look it up.
I remember when Doves Cry, but not when Thugs Cry.
Exactly. That's different, light skin brother. Like, what?
That's your fault, Jerv. Sorry.
No, it's not my fault, fam. I got the album. I made the right choice.
No, I ended up getting the album later. I made the right choice. Yikes. I didn't get the album right then and there. I put it back and I was like, yo, I need to get, because it was Bone Thugs and Harmony, bro. It was like, yo, what am I supposed to do here?
You're supposed to get the miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
You know what?
I found that out later.
You're a true fan. Yeah, I mean, you even supported their single, whatever.
I found that out way later, bro. It's like the Allen Iverson shit, right? Like when Allen Iverson, aka Jules, put his single out.
40
bars. What you would have got? What year was that, Jerv? And what album you would have got if Jules put an album out versus whoever, Hov? You would have got Jules. Stop playing. Like, let's not do that.
That was 2000.
You want the honest answer? The honest answer,
right,
is
I would get
Hov, or I would get Lauryn Hill.
You about to be banned from Philly. That's cool.
I'm no. Kidding. It's cool, like
spicy in here.
40 bars is my shit, but you telling me like a legend is coming out with some shit? No,
I'm all right. But you was like 28 in 98. I was 10. Like, I didn't know.
Hey, bro, you was old enough to listen. You was old enough to make that decision. Sir, you chose.
You know
wrong.
What? I'm just starting to come to the conclusion that maybe you're not good at making decisions. Because at first it was the Blanco, now it's the damn. Now it's the damn. No, I'm kidding. I know they didn't have it at the store. I get it.
Worry. Well, thank you. You know what? I'm glad you said that.
I don't get it.
I know you don't. I know. But I'm glad Meek said that. Moving on.
No. Jerv has to give us his last
one.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, Jerv.
So Lauryn.
He about to draw for all the Philly people. He about to draw.
But the thing, Jerv doesn't like anything or anybody. So I'm just so interested.
Bro, never
Jerv. Really? Are you really?
I think life is trash. The movie.
Stop. Enough.
Jerv, see, come on, bro.
That's a whole nother show. But I'm gonna keep your mouth, okay?
I tried to forget this part about our friendship, Jerv, because
it just is what it is, I guess.
Jerv, listen, you're somebody who I value, hey, I respect. In Haven, call me Uncle Mari and all that.
I appreciate all that, bro. Don't say that again, bro.
Please.
You talking about Life the Game or Life the Magazine?
Oh no, Life the Game is fire. Life the Game was fire. I fucked that game as a kid.
All right, this changed our dynamic. Okay, this changed our friendship now.
That shit was a fire game.
Because you're telling me that Life the Game is fire, but Life the Movie is trash.
I mean,
just don't even say, I'm not comparing them,
but yeah, like life is super duper overrated.
You got it. You got it.
Man, tell us
there's
your
a
rapper.
Lot of Kid Cudi fans. That yeah, agree, but all right.
I'm just saying it's super duper overrated. I mean, I'm just letting Copy. Everybody know.
Just give us your last female rapper, bro, because I don't want to do this.
I don't want to do this.
What is
it? No, I don't want to do this.
I don't know. I mean, it'll probably be. I mean, I guess it'd be Foxy. I don't know.
No,
wait, I guess you
guess it would be Foxy.
Nah,
wait, time out. Wait. You just set this up all like y'all. Mine's about to be way different than y'all's. Y'all. What? And then you hit us with a lady?
Listen, for everybody at home playing Philly Bingo, he just drawed. Or Drew, whatever. I don't know if y'all say Drew.
Because I don't want to put Eve up. I don't want to put Eve up there. Because I don't feel like Eve's all right. Eve's first album was crazy to me. Okay. It was crazy.
So that's
when
one
she
album.
Made,
right?
When she made the transition from like not even just Dre, from like just the from whole rap into to like being more of like the pop star or whatever the case may be, like I was lost. You know what I mean? And she did that rather early.
Yeah.
She found Elena and then, you know what I'm saying? She still did rap shit.
Yeah. That joint with Alicia was hot.
It is.
They all and had that was her, tilted brims and shit and, up in the
and
video.
That was her third album.
No, I mean, I hear it. Like it was, all right, let's say, I shouldn't even say it was hot. It was cool.
Nah, he just drew.
Coming for your girl, B. He coming.
Cool. And he's from Philly. Like, how you gonna
do this?
But Eve is nice, though. Eve is super duper nice. Like, I'm super
duper
nice.
So make her number four. What the fuck?
So disrespectful.
I don't know, dog.
Foxy's
kind of nicer than Eve, though, I think. Even the whole four.
I agree.
Let him keep his pick, y'all. Let him keep his pick.
But it's because he said maybe. It's not because it's Foxy. It's just because
it's cool. I'm just saying, next time you go to the cheese steak spot, they're gonna look at
you
different.
I'm not necessarily sure if it's Foxy though. I'm gonna go with Foxy, but I'm not necessarily sure if it's Foxy. Like it's between Foxy. It's Foxy. Yeah, all right. Yeah. I just think with Foxy finance.
That's cool.
It's Foxy.
Let's stick with Mount Rushmore talk, and let's stick with that theme, right? So now let's talk about your high school years, Jerv. I know, you know.
Wait, was rap even out when you was in high school?
Don't do that, Meek. Don't do that. Just go back to the tequila jokes.
Is it gonna be like cool G rap and like our like
Jerv, listen, bro. You enjoy those Blanco jokes a little too much. So now I'm gonna have to say, what was you and Ulysses S. Grant listening to in high school together, my boy?
Not like, even. What?
He was enjoying the tequila jokes a little too much, man.
That was cute. That was cute.
All right, so let's do this. Like, this is the topic, right? It's the Mount Rushmore of, you know, if you had to make, I guess, like a soundtrack, right, of the artists, the four artists who can tell your high school story. Who would you pick? It could be any genre.
Rap?
Is the thing? All right, cool. For this conversation, if you want to do rap, you can do rap. But if not, you could just do just the four artists, just period. However you want to do
it. But it's male, though. It's not female, right?
Artists in general.
It could be whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
Any artist
that
you want.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. In my high school's
going first.
high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Liz is about to tell us now. She's about to find
out. Yeah. You're going to know. You already know. You're going to know.
That's literally all I'm going for.
Don't try to lie.
You're going to be like, Soldier Boy. And...
Oh, hell never. Hell never.
I'll go first. So off back, Hove. Like,
yes.
Blueprint 2? No, Blueprint 1. Which one has Blueprint 1 has girls on it.
Tell us what year. Yeah. What year?
My high school year. Oh my goodness.
I'm class 05. I'm telling you already.
Okay,
I'm class
05. So you was 01. 01 to 05, right?
Yeah. So I believe it's Blueprint 1 came out. I remember that I was in sophomore year. That was one of those CDs like I had to have. And yeah. And you know, Sony joint that had like the clear case. It was colorful. Y'all remember those? Remember Sony? Not Sony. Apple. Was it Sony or Apple? No, it was Sony. I think.
Sony.
I think it was Sony. And then Fab. I Fab was huge, like, you know, during those times. Oh my goodness. And then Ja Rule was big during that time. See, that's what we're not going to do. Because we're not going to act like Ja Rule wasn't Ja Ruling when Ja Rule was Ja Ruling. That's what we're not going to do. We're not going to do that.
It's a... Because
we're not going to do that.
Speak your mind, speak your mind, man.
Like, nah, don't hold back, Jared. Go ahead and tell us how much cool, you did.
Like, I fucked with Ja.
I personally just, feel like people try to undercut him in the fourth the person.
The singer, okay, he's too much for
us. We're not going to act like people wasn't rocking with it.
No,
like,
it
was cool. That's just like when rocking. That's kind of when I became cool, though. Like, I was like, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so I have Jay-Z, Fab, Ja Rule, and then I had to put 50 Cent. Because when he came out with Wayne, when I tell you, like, I saw, like, you saw the shift when you was in high school. Like, everyone wanted to be Murder, Inc. And then all of a sudden,
damn, started, homie.
Right.
In high school, you was the man.
And then those white beaters came out and motherfuckers wearing the white beaters and shit. Yeah.
Which I never will respect. I ain't gonna lie. I don't care how young you was. You should have knew better. But, yeah. This is for men I'm talking about. Like, you shouldn't have wore those. Like, at all. Those is brassiere tops, like Cam said. But, nah, go ahead, though.
So that's it. Okay. So, Jay-Z, Fabulous, Ja Rule, and...
Okay. So I'll go next. Like mine was 02 to 06. Like I was like right there. So mine was heavily predicated on like the groups. It was like G Unit, it was Dipset, it's State Property, is
State Property.
Yeah. Rockefeller as a whole. So
State Property.
I want to say that as far as like me personally, it was Young Chris for sure. Cause when I got up on Young Chris, I was like, nah, he's the nicest. You know,
I remember that when it came out.
Yeah, like Lloyd Banks, absolutely Lloyd Banks, 100%. Like any mixtape I was buying at like some random check cashing spot that had the mixtapes in the windows, if Lloyd Banks was on there one time, if he was on there twice, forget about it, give me that. But if he was on there one time, let me buy that. So Young Chris, Lloyd Banks, I'm gonna say Joel Santana, because like at that point, Joel Santana felt like my cool older cousin. You know, even though I had like my even though like my older brother was like the coolest dude I've met in my life, it was like he didn't rap. So like Juelz was like the next best thing. It was like, oh shit, like this is it. Like this is what it is, right? He made Lot 29 cool. So like let's give him his flowers for that. So Young Chris, Lloyd Banks, Juelz Santana, and then I'm gonna say the last one, it's probably Fabulous. Because Fab was like this was prime Fab, where like the dudes at school knew about Fab on the album, but they didn't get to the bad guy on Ghetto Fabulous. They didn't get to like the mixtapes, the Desert Storm mixtapes.
When
he was rapping with like Stack Bundles and Paul Kane and Joe Budden and all that. So I'm definitely gonna say those four. Like those are the four that shaped my high school experience. Like I'm coming to school telling y'all like, look, you gotta hear this tape. And I'm giving the dude a CD, and then an hour later they coming back to me the next period, like, yo, I need a copy of that. Like
right. I wanna change mine. I'm actually gonna take Ja Rule off.
I knew you was about to try to take Ja Rule.
No, but I have to. No, but the reason why is because I have to. Can't take nobody else off. Cause I trust me, if I wanted to, I could take, you know, I can't. Just because of Lil Wayne. I can't act like Lil Wayne wasn't Lil Wayne. So I have to take Ja Rule off. And I can't like, who am I gonna take off? I'm not about to take Fab off and put So I'm about
to Fab, say, and also just to note, Fab had the best verse on the Carter 3. Just for y'all that don't really, you know, whatever y'all, if y'all don't agree, I don't really care. But he had the best verse on the whole Carter 3 album. But go ahead though.
Everybody's waiting on Liz.
No, we're gonna say Liz. We're gonna say Liz for last, since everyone's waiting on her.
So Burf, I'm really. I want to hear yours.
I'm gonna go Hov. I'm not telling you all the years. F that. Hov.
Yeah, we're talking 97.
That's what we figure it out.
Which is a classic.
X.
97, 98.
Yeah. Meth. Lost money.
Not here. Okay.
No. And
Big L.
Probably Beanie Siegel.
Oh, I love me some Beanie Siegel.
Okay. Beanie Siegel.
Okay.
I love me some Beanie Siegel.
Okay. So.
Actually, you know what? No. I lied to you. I lied. I take beans off.
Whoa, wait.
You gotta take beans off.
You just said that Meek was gonna disrespect Ja Rule, and you about to take Beanie Siegel off for who?
Hold it down. Let him know.
Because beans didn't really pop until I was in college. So
yeah, he didn't. I thought you was trying to throw us off.
No. I'm not pulling the Liz. I wanna be real with mine. I'm not gonna pull a Liz and give y'all a fake year or whatever. So I'm gonna put Master P on.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, because that No Limit shit was crazy.
Wait. Okay. Because I have a musical memory. Like, I remember things by the year they came out. And the era that you're talking about was also when, like, Busta Rhymes was killing shit, too. His Extinction Level Event album was crazy. Okay.
So only reason I don't put Bust is because I'm not putting him over Hov. I've never seen anything like X in my life, ever.
When that album came, I remember when D dropped. Yeah. I remember.
That was fucking crazy. Like, I had, like, my homie, we literally just played that. I was the tape cassette dude. Like, I was the boy that would record everything off of, like, the radio. I would make the mix. I was making mixtapes off the radio.
Billy Bingo, if you're keeping track, you said ball. So
yeah,
he did say
mark
that off.
So yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I did them joints, and then I also would get the CD. I didn't get both. Get the CD, and you got to put it on the cassette. So they can't come out with the cassettes that, y'all going to be like, first of all, y'all probably like, what the fuck is a cassette? The tape.
Oh, don't do that.
Wait, please.
Oh, my fault.
We know what it feels like to put the tissue in the cassette so that way you can record.
Okay.
I thought y'all was CD people.
My bad. No disrespect. I didn't mean anything.
Lies.
I guess I can't put Bus over X. I can't put Bus over Master. I P shit was crazy. Like, that whole No Limit was a fucking movement. And then who the hell was the other person I said?
You said Method Man, right?
Oh, Meth. Yeah, Meth with the whole Wu-Tang and fucking going on this solo shit. Like, nah. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Bus, though.
Okay.
All right. I will go with mine. So I was in high school from 2001 to 2005. So Jay-Z, of course, because Blueprint came out 2001, 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Best of Both Worlds. You can say what you want about R. Kelly, but Best of Both Worlds was the shit, okay, in 2002.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, time out. I'm about to take a shot because... ain't nobody saying nothing about R. Kelly but you. So to hear you say that, I'm gonna take a shot.
Just take a shot.
No, because you the main one that's like, we ain't doing that. Nah, no, we not listening to that.
I'm talking about
R. Kelly's on your Mount Rushmore. You're saying
R. Kelly's not, but the Both Worlds is. And she's like the R. Kelly police. She's like the R. Kelly.
To be fair. I don't want to be like that guy or whatever, but like, I wish, I'm gonna just let you continue. Like, go ahead. I'm not going to do that, but go ahead.
So I'm saying this because I'm listing everything that Jay-Z released while I was in high school.
Oh, okay. Got me.
So you got the Blueprint 2001. You got the Best of Both Worlds 2002. You got the Blueprint Gift and Curse 2002. You got the Black Album 2003 when he retired. Yes. He literally left on top and classic. Like, you know,
you were a senior in high school in 2003.
I graduated 2005.
Oh, I thought, I'm sorry. My bad.
I'm saying he retired.
We said high school, yeah.
Yeah, so he retired. So my next person on my Mount Rushmore, you know, being from the South, I was there. I was outside when this happened, okay? T.I.
T.I.
I'm not mad at that.
I knew she was going to say that.
If you know me, you know I'm listening to T.I.
Wait, would you put the, would you have them sculpt, you know, T.I. with the brim, like,
with
you
the,
know.
Yes. With
is, the that, is that T.I.?
With the huge button-ups, you know, shit looking crazy. Yeah, so T.I., my brother was in college, and he was like the CD dude. So whenever he would come home for, like, you know, holidays or whatever, I would go through all of his CDs and burn them to my computer, my huge-ass computer. Whatever he had that was out, I had. So T.I.'s I'm Serious, 2001, Trap Music, 2003, and one of my all-time faves, Urban Legend, 2004. So T.I. was really like a huge part of my high school
life. Trap Music is a masterpiece. He made that at 23 years old. And like, that's not something to just like, just be like, oh yeah, whatever. Like
No, that's a classic, classic album.
Yeah.
Also, you know, I'm from the South, so I cannot leave Ludacris off of this list.
Hey. You know what? I'm not mad at you, yo. Because Luda had a crazy run and Luda
only
was
from that era. Only from that era, because he turned into like the Paul Pierce of rap after that. So only from that era.
Nah, don't do that. Don't do that.
He did, bro. He so did. Fast. He didn't. He didn't.
Nah. Luda's, okay. Luda's still nice, bro. To this day, word. Luda's still nice.
No. He's nice to the. No, he's nice like now. But I'm talking about I fill her up balloons like that. You was jacking. You was with that. For real.
I mean, that was his radio shit. Yeah, but his albums was better.
He said it. He still said it.
You had to do that for the radio. All
right.
So look, Ludacris had Word of Mouth, 2001, Chicken and Beer.
I love that album.
Red Light District, The Serpent of Peace compilations, 2004. Like,
wait, what album had Who Let These Hoes in My Room?
Oh God,
what album was that? Cause I was in high school when that came out, and
I think that was Word of Mouth.
It might be
no. No,
that might have been
No.
I want to say that was Chicken and Beer.
Yeah, it was the one that had the Lovers and Friends on it.
Oh, that's the
red light. I remember when that album came out, and like everybody was bumping that, like in their car, like everywhere.
All right, so my last person, and I've really kind of going back and forth, but I have to say. Personally, Nas.
Okay.
I have to because
I know I can
still
be what I want to be.
What?
If I damn, work harder, bro.
I never liked that song, but still.
But that's why y'all doing that to Nas, man. Nas made Mastermind and all type of stuff, man. Why y'all
he made so much more. I'm just bringing up the song that was out when we were in high school. That's
what the point is, right?
That was the whole point. That's the only reason why I brought the song out.
But
I respect
it. One of my favorite songs on Stillmatic was He's the Man.
You're the Man?
You're the Man.
That's the joint.
And
that's
fire. So we got Stillmatic 2001, Godsons 2002, and Street Disciples, the double album 2004.
Oh, please.
Album was really... It was a creepy ass album, but he talked about how he wanted it to be like a kind of like a scary movie, but the audio version of a scary movie.
Oh, it was scary for sure. Cause boy, shit got real spooky for Nas after that. Like the only good song on that album was the same.
Moment of Silence. Right?
Moment of Silence was good too. You're right. You're right about that.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
You're right.
So yeah. And my boyfriend at the time was a huge Nas fan. So that's all we listen to. So those are my four. Jay-Z, T.I., Luda, and Nas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I respect you showing the South the love and putting Luda and T.I. on there.
Yeah.
So Liz, we don't know. We didn't get Liz yet, right?
Yeah.
just like Derv, I'm not going to say the year. So...
We guess Jerv's year. I don't know.
Oh, you don't have to. You don't have to. Yeah.
And just because I name this is songs that I listened to when I was in high school. So I'm gonna go with
you. Cheated.
I'm gonna go with Lil Wayne.
No, we're talking. Okay. Okay. Lil Wayne. No, you said songs you listened to. We're talking about your rappers that
the
rappers.
Artists. Right. The artists. Yeah. I'm gonna go with Lil Wayne.
B2K.
I'm gonna go. I'm not saying B2K. He out. I'm gonna say 50 Cent.
Okay.
I feel like you're running a swindle on this, Liz.
Yeah, no, I'm trying
I
to figure.
That
I'm
way too.
I'm trying to. Like, I really feel like you're running a swindle on
I
this.
I feel
right
that
now.
Way too.
I'm doing the math right now. As y'all speak.
Nah.
All right. Wayne. Yeah. There's no, I can't let
you. I feel like T-Pain should be on your list. I feel
T-Pain
like
T-Pain is there.
Okay. He should be on your list.
Okay.
So she started high school in 08.
T-Pain is there.
Okay.
And the last one is.
This going to tell it all.
You better say no. Go ahead.
I don't have the last one.
Don't do that. Listen,
We need the last one because.
Go ahead and say Nip Hustle.
I'm gonna assume that you started high school in 2007.
Let's just go ahead and say that.
Cool. Okay. Yes, Nipsey.
See, this is even more reason why I can't let 50 Cent fly. Like.
Oh, yeah, no, like, the 50 Cent is
well,
out.
You have to,
50
bro.
Cent is out. Yeah,
50 Cent like, is there though. He was there.
Oh, you got to think, by the time 50 came out,
50 Cent, the gang.
She was like.
But 50 Cent had the whole joint with Justin Genie. Timberlake.
Well, hold on, let me
oh,
see.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yo, technology?
Yeah, that's the joint she talking about, yo.
Which 50 Cent album specifically are you referencing here? Was it Get Rich or Die Trying or The Massacre?
Get Rich or Die Trying.
Neither. Yo, get no. out of here.
Yo.
No, she only said no.
No, it was really when G-Unit. Wait, when did G-Unit come out?
2003?
What year was that?
I think like 2003.
Okay, no.
Oh, okay. No, that makes sense.
Because the record label
it was on G-Unit first.
So basically what happened was like he dropped Get Rich or Die Trying. The record label wanted the next 50 Cent album and he dropped the G-Unit album
G-Unit.
First. Before he dropped, before what was The Massacre? He drops Unit before The Massacre. So
yeah, that makes sense.
All right, cool. So you started high school in 07. And all right, cool. Cool.
Right. 07?
We figured it out.
I was waiting on someone to mention Pimp Juice. Nelly himself. No one said Nelly.
I know, but
no, Nelly was middle
Nelly
school
came
for me.
Out, that was middle school. So
yeah,
we
that was middle
like,
school for me.
That was middle school for me too.
Hot in Here came out in 2002.
Look at Jerv. How old was you when Hot in Here came out, Jerv? Matter of fact, how old was you when Country Grammar came out? Fuck Hot in Here. How old was you when Country Grammar?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Country Grammar was junior high.
Because I was like.
What year did Country Grammar come out?
2000?
Nah, it didn't come out in 2000, did it?
It had to.
Yeah, like
99. It was like right on the cusp of 2000, bro.
Mm. If it came out.
That shit was going on.
Probably
at
like 19.
But 19? I'm talking about Nellyville, 2002.
Yeah, he was
and
cool.
Then,
and
I was
we
14
had the sweat, in 2002. We also had the Sweat and Suit album, the double, that went like diamond.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm out. I
hated that album.
I'm out.
With Shake It Tail Feather and all that.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. Mm-mm. Is that the album with the joint with Tim McGraw?
Yeah.
That song was fire. I'm not gonna hold you.
No, music was fire, but that's not what I was listening to.
I'm gonna listen to that tonight. I ain't gonna hold you. But so
yeah, I promise y'all never once when y'all were out, did y'all tell somebody to throw that Nelly on?
Never. EI, I love that song. But
No, you liked it. If somebody played it, you was like, hell yeah, this is my show. But you didn't go and say, yo, play that Nelly for me.
Facts.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I used to go to the teen clubs. I love to dance. I want to hear Shake It Tail Feather. I want to hear Hot in Here. I want to hear all that shit. I do. Mm-hmm. I did.
I'm gonna tell you
all
this.
Yeah.
In middle school, we had like this. It was like the end of the year, or whatever. And like one of our teachers let us just like come in and play whatever joints we wanted. You could bring the radio if you wanted, whatever. So I bought the Nelly album because I was like, yo, dog. I know y'all fronting on him because of the single, but he really could rap. Like he burnt Wayne. On the song they had, like I think it's called like "This Is For My" or whatever it is on the somebody looked that up. Like I'm not about to look it up. I'm not about to fact check that. But it was a song on the first joint, right? And he burnt Wayne on that crazy. And I was trying to convince people like at school, like, yo, dog, he really could rap. They're like, nah, like, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, dog, listen to this. And they agreed with me. But we would be remiss to not ask you guys this question before we wrap up and get out of here. The name of this podcast is Rap Names Podcast, right? If you don't know the story about our rap names, my rap name was M. Holla because my So my first, for those, you know, if y'all don't know, my rap name was M. Holla. It came from Jay-Z's Dynasty album in 2000. And he was, you know, DJ Clue was talking about William H. Holla, William M. Holla. And I'm like, well, shit, when I get on, I'm going to sign the Rockefeller. Like, obviously, of course. Like,
it's going to last forever.
They're going to fuck with me. I know they're going to fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? And my first name started with an M, so I'm B. M. Holla. You know what I'm saying? Jerv, I'll spare you the story if you don't want to. You don't want to tell a story. It's up to you completely.
Nah, I'm good. My rap name was Beige. How to Be a Player. It was a dope drop.
Yeah. Do the homework on that. So I want to ask y'all this. If you didn't have rap aspirations or none of that, have you ever had a name that you would have used as a rap name? Or right now on the spot, could you come up with a rap name? So it's one or two.
Yep, MC Lizzie Hustle.
That's what you would be. Wait. That's what you would be right now. That's not what you would have been.
I feel like that was a rap. That might be the first 100% factual thing where I don't feel like I have to fact check it.
Yeah, because she said that quick. Right?
The hustle part tied it all in together.
She said that super quick. That's how I know she started high school in 08. Confidence. So, yeah.
Actually, it was 06, but you know.
Okay. All right, cool. There we go. We finally got it. All right, MC Lizzie Hustle.
Oh, that hurts.
But the MC part just sounds real 86-ish, but all right, cool.
I'm going to let you have that because we was on your bullshit-ass Casamigos. But, you know, who's next? Damn.
Yo, that's ass.
Meek, what's up, man?
My name will be Meek No Mills. You know what I'm saying? Oh. I ain't there yet. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
So you know off the rip, when you come into the game, you automatically got beef with Dream Chasers off the rip. Like.
Whatever. I was Meek before he was on his mama titty. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Oh. Nah, we signed to you.
I respect that.
Hell yeah.
So I don't have a rap name because I don't like that type of attention. I like to be behind the scenes. So I used to DJ, and I could never come
be behind the scenes is the name then, right?
When I was DJing back in the day, the dude that was teaching me everything, he always said, like, you're like a model. Like, we need more pretty women to DJ and blah, blah, blah. And this is like 2006, 2007. And so he always said that he liked the way that I walk. So he was like, yeah, you DJ runway legs. I'm like,
okay. Kill the legs, maybe runway.
DJ runway's kind of fire though.
But there was already
DJ runway.
There was already one, so he added legs to it. So to make it more like feminine. I was like, oh, okay. Mm. Clearly that didn't pan out, but
And I was going to say, RL, but like, it was already RL. And I hope that the person who gave him RL didn't say he had runway legs. And I'm kind of thinking about that. All right, cool. Yeah, no. I'm going to go with B behind the scenes. So it's like that's hard, right? Like, that's a hard name, right?
I like that. Yeah. Let me trademark like that.
Yeah, go ahead and do that right now. But... Look, man, I'm still gonna, because I didn't say and all that like 100 times because I was conscious of it. I'm gonna take another shot right now, real quick.
Yes.
I just took it. And that shit was like a double, probably, really.
Oh, God. Trash. But
I know. They ain't have it, man. What you want me to do? They were sold out. We had to call this episode. They were sold out, man. So, but, listen, man.
No repo. They were saying no cap, no repo.
Yeah, I want to say this, man. Listen, appreciate y'all for joining the show, for having us at the same time, for hanging out, just, kicking the shit, just talking shit with us. And, I mean, look, B, you intro the show, so, take us out of here, man. We usually end this shit on something like, this is another episode of Rap Names Podcast. We out, whatever. However you want to remix that from your DJing days and all that, just go ahead.
Be behind the scenes.
You are now tuned in to Runway.
Be behind the scenes.
And all that.
Yeah, so let's see how B do this for us, man. Let's see what she remember from the DJing days.
Oh God. Oh no. So this is another episode of the Rap Names Podcast. I'm B behind the scenes, and we rap all that.
Hi, Kamaya.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.